The gospel text is very interesting because it continues where Jesus has been speaking for the last few days. But it seems that this last part is almost it almost doesn't fit. And the reason I say that is because he is sending them out early while he's still alive, early in the whole mission of things. But it seems that what he's speaking about here is more of the mission that they will obviously endure after his death, after his resurrection, after the moment of Pentecost. They are going out to cast out demons, to proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand. But it seems that Jesus steps forward in years, seemingly, to speak of the further mission that they will have and the suffering that they will endure. I know of no record of any of the apostles going out in their initial going out that Jesus sends them forth, to which were hauled in front of governors or kings. And so Jesus is speaking about a future time of what will come. He even goes on to say that brother will hand over brother to death, father their children, children their parents. Seemingly absolutely absurd, absolutely unfathomable. And yet, it did. And it's a very sobering statement that Jesus makes. And I think in our current culture and society in which we seemingly struggle with a great desire just for everyone just to get along, Jesus makes it very clear. You will be hated by all because of my name. You will. Now, if we are to be hated, my brothers and sisters, it's not because we are jerks, or we are rude, or we are mean. People are hated because of their sinfulness all the time. But what Jesus warns us about, that we will be hated, is because of him, because of his name, because of what he has done, because of the proclamation of the gospel message, we will be hated. It's interesting, all of the work that they do when you go to seminary, all the different formation that you go through, intellectual formation, all the classes that you are going through, the spiritual formation with your directors and prayer and all of the such with the retreats and things, the pastoral application of all your formation in which you go out and work and do some mission. But there is another one. It's called human formation. It is so simple and yet so vital to the formation of a future priest, because you can know all of the answers, but if you do not know how to convey it as a human to your brothers, to your sisters, you're at a loss. You will be hated by all because of my name. If we shortchange the gospel message, we can be loved by everybody. If we remove the power of the gospel message, that God truly became man, dwelt in our midst, suffered and died, and rose victorious from the dead, and that we who believe in him have forgiveness of sins and can be reconciled with the Father and live and have eternal life. The world does not want to hear that. So the point being, if we try in our attempts in living the gospel message. We have to do it with love, always with love, always with love, always with charity. We do not want to betray the dignity and worth of the human person that is before us, that is revealed to us by the gospel message of Jesus Christ. We do not want to betray that reality by the proclamation of the gospel. But the gospel message, my brothers and sisters, has teeth. It has power when it is proclaimed. It has the ability to draw people from death into life. But in an attempt to make what Jesus says in the gospel today false, we can undermine the gospel message in an attempt to love. My brothers, is it more of an attempt for us to be loved? It's self-love. It's not love of them. It's love of self that we undermine the gospel. So, gospel has teeth. If you don't know the teeth of the gospel message, then maybe we need to hear it more often. The truth, the invitation of new life, of setting aside the old and clinging to the new. But to be a believer in Jesus Christ, to live it out in our words and in our actions, even with great love and mercy, you will be hated by some who will not accept you, your life, or the words that you speak. I think it's best that we know that. There's no magic formula of reshuffling the gospel around and have everyone love you. You better get used to that, my brothers and sisters, and you better get over it. The truth that Jesus speaks to us, the invitation for us to enter into that, means life for us. That is what we believe. Do not saw off the branch that you are sitting on. It is the source of our life in Him. May we humbly receive it and proclaim it with great charity and love. Amen.